feels like there's a little cool breeze, but I don't know. Not as muggy as I thought it was like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like it's like smacking you in the face when you walk out there or anything.
Well, last night I had three different climates to deal with.
Indoor air conditioning.
Four. Check that. So I go into route, and in the lobby area, it's very comfortable, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk into the gym, a little bit more stuffy, but still you can feel some air moving. And then where we sit, which is way up the top, they had removed all oxygen and it plugged in humidity in its place, and so we sweltered. And then as I left last night, I went from that kind of condition down to the gym floor, which, again, kind of muggy, but there's a little bit of cool air moving, to the lobby. Beautiful, cool. Walked back outside, and it felt like just like we were on top. I mean, it was smack in the face, sticky last night.
The problem for the broadcasters when they go to these gymnasiums.
Oh, we've got a number of problems.
JHS Bowl can be quite
stuffy.
Yeah, just nothing moving,
yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
The girls' gym, and I don't even know what it is out at JHS anymore. We used to call it the girls' gym.
Well, it's a West gym.
Okay. Well, yeah. When we were young and they first built it, it was the girls' gym, and then that was the guys' gym. Not that we were segregating us or anything either, but it was just that way. Quite yellow in there, too, at that time. But now they got the new floor and everything. But, wow, that room can get really, really warm if you sit up high and watch games. Is that where the girls are playing volleyball this year, too?
Yeah. We played with it Tuesday night. We were there, and when we first came in, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But as people started filing in.
See, what they need is that giant fan up there in the ceiling. Of course, the volleyball might get sucked right out through. But at least if you pull some air through, maybe, no?
No, what they need is the big old fan right behind me. Blowing.
Oh, that's what we need to hear while you're on the air.
Remember doing that when you were a kid, talking through the fan?
Always.
Sounds
really cool that way.
Yeah, it was. So
we should get some in here and do that one morning.
Just annoy the crap out of people.
I think we do that already.
Well, that's true.
A word today. It's 11 letters. I held on to this one for the week. 11-letter word beginning with A.
And God love you for it.
Meaning simultaneous, conflicting feelings. Simultaneous, conflicting feelings.
It's all one, right?
Yeah. This 11-letter word means simultaneous, conflicting feelings. I'm happy, yet sad. No.
Yeah. I'm confused, yet confused.
Could be, yeah. Simultaneous, conflicting feelings.
We use this on a regular basis?
You have heard this regularly.
Okay.
Not necessarily. It's just a nice big word. That's what it is.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not going to give you any extra clues because it has to do with feelings. Whoa.
Feelings. Oh, my. Let's not hear that today.
I don't even think I have that. No. So there's the good news.
And it's worse when people lip sync it or do the
karaoke. I almost looked for Debbie Boone the other day, so that tells you where I was here lately.
I'm going to guess that this word doesn't exist.
Okay, that's my
guess.
You're right. 243-4351. If you can tell me what today's A word is. 11-letter word beginning with A, meaning simultaneous conflicting feelings. You are playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You stop by here within 3 weeks of the date you won, we'll give you a gift certificate. You take it out there Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Those are the hours you can use your gift certificate, Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. You'll get yourself an all-you-can-eat lunch buffet at Bogey's, 1904 West Morton Avenue. It's Friday. A little bit tougher word today. We're taking caller one. Good morning.
Apprehension?
No, that's not it. Thanks for trying. 243-4351. Good morning. You're on the air. Oh, didn't go to the next caller. Let's try this one. Good morning.
Hello? Is it an alternative?
Nope. Thanks for trying. 243-4351. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah. I
is the word ambivalent?
You are close enough for me. Ambivalence is my word. And who is this?
This is Larry Robinson.
Larry Robinson. Where are you calling from?
Right now I'm mobile, headed to work in Ursa, Illinois, but I'm from Franklin.
Ursa. All right. Well, Franklin, I'll write down. And congratulations to you, Larry. You are correct. It is ambivalence. Stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out to Bogey's.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Larry Robinson, Ursa.
I don't think I used
that. Isn't
that
a star?
Yeah, no, no. Oh, okay. It's where Principia is.
Principia. Yeah. Isn't that a star?
No.
I don't know where any of that is.
No, it's a neat little area. It's a beautiful little village down in near Grafton along the Illinois River.
Major or minor? Okay, I'm done with it. Ambivalence.
I think I've used that wrong.
Simultaneous? I thought it was to be, I don't care one way or the other, is what I thought. To be ambivalent of it is to just, I don't care one way or the other.
I have a feeling of ambivalence.
But it's having mixed feelings.
Oh, okay.
Or contradictory ideas.
Well, shoot.
So I've always used it as, whatever. If you want to do it this way or that way, it doesn't make any difference to me.
Slap my face.
We've been wrong? What?
What?
We're not admitting that, are we?
No.
Does your bank understand you?
Your family.
Your finances.
Your dreams.
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Kathy Schneckoke, and I'm your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Is your company's website attracting new customers? If not, the web team at Hanson Information Systems can design and develop a site that not only provides information, but also serves to make a positive and professional impression and provides a functionality your company needs. Call Hanson today at 726-2400. Hanson, your partner for information technology.
Somebody said Ursa is up near Quincy. What am I thinking of?
I'm in space, so don't even ask me.
What the heck?
How are we spelling this? With a U?
Yeah,
with an E?
U-R-S-A.
I should have just asked Larry since I was on the phone with him. Ursa, Illinois in Adams County.
Okay, well, so where's Principia close to? What am I thinking of? There's a little village.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, it's almost on the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you finding something there?
Principia.
I was going to do that, but now you're doing all of that in there. I'll just...
let's see. Nope. You would think I'd be faster now that you're just sitting there waiting for me.
I completely... So I'm thinking of something...
Elsa, Illinois is the home of Principia College.
Elsa, there we go, yes.
Okay, so let's go to Elsa, and Elsa is... in Jersey County.
Yeah.
So, one is up and the other is down. There you go. Right. Way down south in Jersey County.
Ursa. I'm going to have
Elsa, Ursa.
That'll be the
well, you know what? I'll give you that one because it is very close.
Uh-huh.
Because I, again, was with the bear in the space. I don't know.
And Elsa was the lion in Born Free, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Free.
I was going to say the woman in Frozen, too, the cartoon.
You know, what you could do is play all bad songs today.
Well, I can do that. No
Born
problem.
Born Free's one of them. Billy Don't Be a Hero by Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods.
Oh, my gosh.
we get Bobby Gentry or Bobby Honey.
Oh, Bobby Goldsboro.
Goldsboro.
You know, there are people out there going, I like that song.
Sappy.
That's my favorite song.
Feelings?
When he dies and hand her the class ring. I don't know. There's a lot of... So I could find that song by Debbie Boone.
You Light Up My Life? We're irritating people who like these songs.
And you know,
these are our choices.
And I'll be just flat out honest with people.
Okay.
Like with Saturday Summer Songs, people will request songs, and we look up, we'll find stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times, though, if you call me up and you ask for a specific song from the 70s, and we don't have it in the room, honestly.
Yeah.
But we may have it 40 feet away in FM. It depends on how I feel about the song, if I'm going to walk that 40 feet and even bother to look to see if they have it over there.
Do you want to expend the energy to go get Debbie Boone and You Light Up My Life?
They might have that over there, but I didn't go the other day to even look. It's a whole different situation.
And again, it's
a good song.
Yeah, it's
number one hit.
It's
huge.
It's not for me. It's one of those they call them earworms now. Songs that get in your ears and in your heads and they just stay there.
Most recently, somebody brought up Harry Belafonte.
Banana Boat?
Hey-o, no, hey-o. Don't do it. But mine is new songs like 7 Years and I'll Stand By You and stuff. I do have it by Harry Belafonte.
See, and I like that. See, and that's the other thing.
But for the rest of the day,
you will be
humming and singing that one song.
A resurgence was born on that song with the movie.
Don't say it. Yes, I know.
You say it.
It's Alec Baldwin and Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Beetlejuice. There you go. I didn't say it 3 times. Yes. You remember those things when you were a kid? Look in the mirror, and if you say so-and-so's name in the dark, they're going to come and get you in your sleep.
No, I mean,
there were stuff like that when I was young. Is that scary? You have a sleepover, and everybody comes up with the crazy stuff. But there was somebody's name. You look in the mirror in the dark.
My sister, we were watching, and I didn't watch many scary movies. I'm not a big fan of them. To this day, I'm not a big fan of them.
Not with my feet on the floor, anyway.
Yeah, there was one movie that I watched, and we had the TV set up, and there were 3 windows around the TV. One, it's kind of like, almost like an alcove.
So you could see outside.
Yeah, but the curtains are drawn for the most part. And one of them was on the porch. Well, I'm watching this movie, and I'm deeply into it, whatever it was. Couldn't tell you what it was, but it had my attention.
And how old?
I don't know. 12, maybe. Okay. I don't know. 11, 15, I don't know. But my sister snuck out on the porch, and she jumped up on the window. And I don't think I had a clean pair of shorts I could find anywhere. I just...
freaked you out.
Oh, big time. Big time. It's that sudden thing that always gets me.
And well, that's all new scary films are. It is everything's dark and quiet and slow, and then all of a sudden, boom, they throw something right up on the screen real big, and it makes you jump. And that's all they are. There is no suspense getting to it. It's all in your face, jump up in your face, scream, and next go to the next part. They're making these films for little to nothing anymore, too. There's not a whole bunch of special effects and stuff, but people like that feeling. I don't.
Yeah,
I'm not creeps you out for the rest of the day.
And I'm getting to the age where if I have a sudden jolt to my heart, it may not
could be like you're 12 again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I could flash back to that point in my life.
I don't like seeing people hurt either. You know, these funniest home videos things.
Oh, no.
People slamming into the fence wall, and you're like, oh, it just makes my whole stomach hurt. Just
the cringe. The favorite one is somebody trying to run a stupid skateboard down the railing, and he goes spraddle leg at the end.
And then face plants into the concrete. Yeah, no, those make me physically hurt. I don't want to see pain on other people.
No.
And man, there are people who can just laugh at that.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at it and go, am I just wrong? I don't know. I have too much empathy. I'm like Jerry Lewis in that one movie.
is the movie, isn't that the movie, the base of the movie Jackass? Or
yeah, that's all I do. I just literally do retarded things to look like they're hurting. And it makes you, it makes you wonder if you staple your body. Won't that hurt? Is it just we're going to do something crazy and other people are going to try it?
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom it does say, do not try this. But, teenage minds are very impressionable. Dumb. They're just doing really dumb things and trying to see how far they can go.
Yep.
Made millions of dollars. I have a son who was the right age at the right time for those.
Boy.
And he didn't try. I mean, it wasn't like he went out and did really dumb things. He did a few dumb things, but I'm not going to say he didn't. But he was the right age to think, oh, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
We should try that, even though it was going to be painful. So, shopping cart. I think he slammed into a curb and flew out. I don't know. I had it on videotape. I didn't videotape it. He did at one time, but it's just...
Hey, Mom, watch this.
No, I don't think so. Oh, I don't know. I don't watch Funniest Home Videos anymore just because of those painful moments.
Yeah, well, and that's a lot of that. Well, that's made up of, too.
Yeah, just stupidity.
Yeah.
You wish you had your camera out sometimes, and then you go, man, that would have been funny to show somebody, and you didn't videotape it. The most recent moment I had where I was watching someone, and then I felt like I was invading their privacy, we were at lunch, and a couple came in uniform, mm-hmm. and then a female of the same age, not in uniform, came in, met him for lunch, hugs and everything, like they hadn't seen each other for a while. The couple handed the woman a bag for a present. She opened it up, and it had a lunchbox in it, an old lunchbox.
Oh, like
and she sat
something.
There crying. She was so happy and everything. And I'm practically crying watching this. And I thought, what a nice moment that was. But at the same time, I'm totally watching their moment, thinking, should I not be looking?
Well,
you know. But it was very nice. And those are the moments that you go, that was cool. That's what you need people to see. You don't need people seeing people fall on fences or something, you know.
And you do find yourself watching. And it is hard to...
I was sharing in her moment. I was, like, practically bawling over there.
To some extent, you know, that when they do it in public like that, it's bound to happen. So.
Yeah, that's right. If it's in public, by golly, we should all be able to watch. Mm-hmm. If you're dumb enough to do... No, dumb things, not that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't do anything in public that's ever worth people watching. Please, look away. Look away.
Check Facebook out.
Oh, no. I'll put those on myself.
Okay.
So your big weekend, football.
See, I got football.
That seems tricky tonight.
Yeah. I hope it's not going to be. And it looks like we may get a break, but I don't know.
It's all under 50%, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
none
the key.
Of the. So we have better than a 50% chance nothing's going to happen.
That's right. That's the attitude we're going to take.
Fingers crossed, toes crossed.
And if it does, I'll have Mark stand outside with a metal pole to redirect.
You hold that giant umbrella,
yeah.
please.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend.
You too.